I'd certainly like to say we some of them songs they sung and the thoughts that go with them. I appreciate that. But as Randy Dunn said, we're no stranger here. It may have been a while since we've been here. Randy asked us to come and really got down to pray and ask the Lord, and I just appreciate him here tonight. Y'all know me, and there's nothing new. And just need your help. You to pray. I guess I'm as nervous as I ever been here tonight. And I it seemed like the closer we got, the more nervous we got. And I don't really know how to explain that to you, but I need your prayers tonight. And I'd love, somebody said while we was down praying, about the conviction and the drawing. And I'm glad it still takes that. I'm glad it still takes that in the day we live. And boy, a lot of folks has wanted to get that out of it, but I'm thankful that it still takes conviction in the drawing. Good to be here. Very, very familiar scripture. We was leaving church this morning. One of them home preachers said something, made mention of something, and it kind of stirred my heart. And as I got to going down the road, I began to think on this, and the Lord laid this scripture on our heart. And I don't know how you are, but I tell you, you can do the math. I didn't get home till late. It's a little while over here, so I ain't had a whole lot of time to think on this, but I trust the Lord. And want to do that'd be pleasing unto him. And I appreciate them that's come from B-Rain to be with us. It's a blessing. It is a blessing, and I appreciate that. And they'll never know how much I appreciate it. Appreciate you. Appreciate you for being here. And as it's already been said, don't let me get in your way. In you mind the Lord. And I you don't know my heart, and I don't know your heart. But the Lord knows our heart. And I'm thankful for it. Very, very familiar scripture. In the book of Psalms, the very first psalm, that's all we got on our heart. I'm going to read this in the short psalm. But it's all I got tonight, and I know it may be strange, but you pray and you help me. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And that's all we feel like reading. And you pray for us. I thought about this as somebody said there this morning at church, you that was there this morning when Jeremy said, we've lived down into a day where we've got some weak Christians I begin to think on. some things, and I begin to think on this scripture as we went down the road and how that we've got ourselves in the shape we've got ourselves in. And you helped me just a little while, and I mean that when I say that. I don't know why I am so nervous, but I am, and I need your help here tonight. And I thought about that scripture as I went down the road and maybe tried to get down and pray for the Lord to help me. And he talked about two different kind of people here, and that's just exactly what we're living in the day we're living in. We've did some things, and it's got us backed into some corners. As the brother said this morning, we've got a lot of weak Christians in the world. I know the world's in the shape it's in. I do, but I'm not talking about the world. I don't want to preach to you about the world. I'd like to preach to you about the church. I really would. I'd like to preach to you, if the Lord helped me tonight, just a little while, of how we've lowered our standards. And that's what I want to preach to you tonight. And you bear with me. And that's the thought. I can't help it. That's all I got. As I went down the road of how that we have lowered our standards in the day we live in. We've got to a place where there's nothing real anymore. And things don't have to last long anymore like they used to. Worldly things and material things, we call them throwaways now. But I'm going to tell you why that is. It's because we've lowered our standards. And I'm going to tell you that's the way it is in the church today. I thought about what the sister said about these children, and you pray for me. I thought about what she said about these children knowing the difference and paying attention. And I thought about the way we've lowered our standards. We just want them saved when it's convenient to us and when it's easy for us, and how don't matter what it is. And I thought about what the Bible said. It said, "Blessed is the man that walk not with the ungodly." Everywhere you turn in the day we live, everybody's a Christian. They truly are. They join heirs with Jesus everywhere you turn. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a showing up on them. Say what you want to, but I will say, "Well, how'd the meeting go this morning?" And then folks will say, "Well, we had a good crowd." That's what they say now. They never tell you anymore if the Lord passed by or not. They'll say, "It was good. We had a good crowd. Our preacher didn't hold us long. We made it down the restaurant pretty early." But we lowered our standards.
Yes, sir. You know what? You go into these places, I'm going to tell you, it don't matter what you think. It don't matter what I think. church higher presses. I'm for lower standards. We don't want to offend nobody in the day we live. But I'm going to tell you, you ain't got to say much for them to be offended. If you're truly a man of God, a woman living after the Lord, you know, the Bible said that they're sinners. I would not be able to sit in the house of the righteous. Saturday night, I'd lay out all night in the hell hole. We need you over here. I'm going to tell you right now, God ain't going to bless no man. I'm young, and God ain't in confusion. How you listen? How we left the other day, I wear the church, I thanks has had to lower his stand. I just let anything go. You listen to me. I'm going to day. I live sinners. I want to be saved. How we need to have some power about. How we need to have some God about. I'm just living like hell. God knows all about you. Yeah, he does. You say, preacher, you don't know what kind of standards I have. It's all right to be picky. Bless your heart. Yeah, we've lived down to a day where they some most self-righteous men. I guarantee you one thing. These people got opinion after opinion. They got opinion before I get here. He said the Spirit is That's why in the day we live, I'm just anything that's going. Everybody's getting offended. You tell somebody no, boy, they'll run off offended. Hey, yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. Hey, yeah, they throw Jeremiah out, didn't they? For preaching to them. Yeah, bless God, I'm going to tell you. I thank God. I say about the same thing they say. Yeah. Can I tell you something? When somebody gets up to sing, you know, I know if the Lord accepts it or not. When somebody gets up and testifies, I know if the Lord accepts it or not. There'll be a feeling with it. We'll sin ourselves, and when somebody says something to us, how we get mad at them. Yeah. Instead of going to fix it, we wonder why homes is being tore apart, hearts is being tore apart. I'm going to tell you right now, how God ain't pleased. Yeah, it seems like every convenience store we come by, it's Sunday evening, Robert. There's two cars there. This one was sending the kids off. That one was picking them up. I'm going to tell you right now. It's because your Lord just sent you. Yes, sir. I've got any into that. You say, well, preacher, you don't get my business. I feel good. I'm just going to preach what the Lord says. And you know what? We'll say, well, what we both to do. We supposed to seek counsel all right from the Lord. Yes, sir. They said something over there this morning. There's not nothing that two Christians can't work at. letting the world tell us how we ought to live, how we ought to do. I'm blessed, God, I'm going to tell you. We need to ask God if he's pleased with it. Yeah. You know what? How we've lived down to the north, how where we worry more about how what people think. How you? I'm going to. There needs to be some standards in this church. Yes, sir. And we don't need to lower them. And the truth of the matter, we ought to raise them. I told them over here this morning, we're getting pinned to be too judgmental. I'm going to tell you something. We swept it under a rug long enough. That will probably make me happy. But you know I'm going to say this, and you may fall out with me. But everything the Lord wants me to do don't make me happy. I just wasn't jumping on my hands coming over here. It ain't because I don't love y'all. But I wasn't just cheering coming down the road. Even after my wife, I probably didn't even say nothing. All the way over here. But you know what? We lowered our standards. We don't put our kids up to standards. No, we don't. We don't put the church up to standard anymore. Just come as you are. We'll just love you right on. No matter what kind of sin you do. They'll say, and they need to go sow their oats. And bless God, I'm going to tell you something. I tried to keep mine from sowing their oats. He said one planteth on the good ground, and it sprang up. And one planteth on the rock, and it blew away. And bless God, I'm going to tell you. I don't be wondering why they're getting saved by the boot coats. I'm running around saying they're Christian. Where are they at? Where are they at? If trouble comes their way, where are they at? You know what Paul said? He said it's been 14 days. I've never seen nothing. Neither sun nor the moon. It's been dark, haven't it? Now you're not done, sir. Since you done turned loose, honey. Quit lowering your standards, going to a 14-step program. Just because you want to keep devil dabbling in sin. Preacher, I just wait on the 12th. I'm on my 12th visit. I'm going to tell you right now. You come to this altar, God can change your mind. We think living in sin's okay. As long as we live better than the neighbor over. Yeah. As long as we live better old so-and-so. Yeah. Bless God, I ain't forgot about Canaan, neighbor. Yeah. You know what the Bible said? I said there's just for working there in the field. Hey, you ever had somebody get mad at you? Hey, yeah, because the Lord was blessing you. Boy, strange, ain't it? Hey, well, how many times in your life seemed like the closer you got to the Lord, the more they hated you? I can just see them over there in the field. Boy, I believe old Abel just working away. I believe old Cain just standing there staring at you. It's about like some of these places you go now, ain't it? Yeah. You got some of them just in there with you. Get a little smile to your amen. You got the other thing like to do. Just like old Cain. Did not even want to look at you just like, yeah, thank God I'm going to do it. You know what? Old Cain, the Bible said that he just overtook it. And he slew his brother Abel. Hey, and guess who come? Here come God. Hey, but he said, where's your brother? Hey, you know what he said? Okay, he's going to be, I'm like the rest of folks was. A little smart. And he said, am I from my brother's keeper?
If they coming in here and can leave just as happy as they was when they come, we've missed our mark.
I didn't say it, read it. It said the sinners wouldn't be able to sit in the congregation with the righteous. You say, preacher, I know I'm righteous because David, he once was young and now he's old and you never seen it. Preacher, I can get without nothing. Righteous category. You're going to have to sell out somebody. You're going to have to up your standards. We got too many folks thinking they're righteous. I don't even believe they say it. Whoa.
Thank God, I'm going to tell you, how can you live any old way and say that you've been born again?
Amen.
Amen.
Preacher, you're a preacher. I get away with that stuff. I'll disagree with you. You know what? God didn't lower his standards just because he didn't call you to preach. That's the way folks think now. I ain't no deacon. As long as I can learn about 2 hours on Sunday. You're leaving them good ones out there in the field for yourself. I'm bringing me them old blind ones. I'm them old whole ones. I'm the lame ones. I bless God, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not talking about the world. I'm not preaching to you about the world. They'll say, boy, preachers like you. No wonder the world don't come. I'm not preaching to you about the world. I'm preaching to you about the church. God knows who's going to be here tonight. Yeah, he did. And you know what? Somebody here's lowered your standards. It don't take you much to get stirred up no more. Somebody told me the other day and said, at least I got a picture of Jesus. I'm a picture of Jesus, preacher. Don't you like that? I said, no, I don't. I said, furthermore, you know what it looks like. I ain't going to get in all that. The church lowered it.
Yeah.
Well,
bless the Lord. Sin's still sin.
Yes.
Old Joshua got over there. Said, Lord, you said we can overtake
them. Line
them all up.
Yeah.
Line them all up.
That's what they said. And old Randy got up and said, line up right here.
Yes,
Lord. Huh? Well, you're going to see how you're going to be seen this week. You're going to have to be honest because I'm going to know everything.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him,
I'd say them ones about like awakening, I'm going to run to the back.
Amen.
When the truth of the matter is, can you imagine you say, oh, it don't hurt my family?
Yes,
oh, I could stood there the whole time,
yep,
knowing,
yeah,
that he had lowered his standards.
Yes.
Robert, he stood there, I believe he was a shaking, and I believe he knew that this,
yeah,
was going to be a payday coming.
Yeah. Yes,
the Bible said that they took him out of the city, his family,
yeah,
his kids,
yeah.
Everything, they stopped you.
Yeah.
Preacher, God upholds no standards. I'll disagree with that.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll disagree with you. You know that? Just anything don't go. He drives me up the wall, they'll get up and run loose. So these athletes will say, oh, this is the best day of my life. It's it. Well, they ain't never been born again. Because they ain't nothing that compares to my Lord and Savior. You know that, Randy? I'm going to tell you right now, we've got to the place where we got too many Jezebels. Yeah, we do. I'm going to tell you. Naboth Vineyard down there. Hey, if you want what so-and-so's got, won't you get down and pray like them? Won't you live like them? Yeah. There's some work to be done in the vineyard. Yes, they are. You know what the scripture said? She said, I tell you what we'll do, cheer up. You're still held at the same standard. Yes, sir. As the drunkard that ain't saved, if you've been born again and you're a member of this church, you're still held accountable.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? The Bible said that Jezebel told him, she said, we're going to get him killed. You don't, you just cheer up. That's the way the devil is, ain't it? Hey, don't pray about it no more. Don't worry about it. Hey, you know what they got down there? And the Bible said that they killed Naboth. You know what? I believe a way had run back up there to the house just as happy. Here come old Ahab. He's going to check his new vineyard out, wouldn't he? Yeah. That boy right there close to his house. I can just see him now. Probably just a skipping on down there. Yeah. And when he come in, they're still alive. He said, have you troubled? He said, no. How about you?
Yeah.
Amen. It ain't nobody's fault you're in the shape you're in.
Amen.
But you're safe.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
You can blame it on whoever you want to.
Yeah.
But the problem is you've lowered your standards.
Yeah.
You know what Elijah just said to him? He said, you are my dead dad. You're going to play for this.
Yeah.
You're going to die just like he died.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hey, there's a payday coming for you. People will say, oh, I ain't going to pay for it. I've been saved. Well, I'm just going to be honest with you. A lot of people tell me they say that I don't have a hard time believing they say. Yeah, they say, well, I have pretty harsh, but I'm just going to be honest with you. Huh? I mean, a lot of people tell me they say, just live any old way, live any old way. And it really, really, he said you know the tree by the root of ours. Is that what the scripture says? I didn't write it, folks. I'm just reading it to you. You know what? We've lowered our standards in the day we live in.
Yeah.
Huh? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you just think about all the people right there in that city. All the thousands of people around here. They was right there. And they said, when you hear the dulcimer and you hear the flute, you better hit your knee. I can just see them now, three of them standing right there. They said, we ain't bowing. Bless me. Shadrach, Meshach, you know what they said, O King? They said, O King, let it be known. They thought it was funny that all of them people, ain't that the way we live now? No, it's ain't nothing to them. Let's just go out and do it right now. We really don't believe that way. We really don't believe that way. Let's just do it to satisfy them. It's shame on you. Let's just do it so we don't ruffle nobody's feathers. Yeah. We don't want to make hurt nobody's feelings. Yeah. Don't do it. Hey, you know how many times you probably got me. Yeah. Boy, I'm left sometimes all mad. Yeah. But bless God, you know what? It done me good. I didn't lower my standards. It takes more than a lovely day.
Yeah.
Sugar coated preachers to start me up. You know why that is? We've lowered our standards. You know why Joel Osteen fills the 5,000, 50,000, 100,000? Hey, it just ain't out there wherever he's at. We got some around here. Yes, sir. Little puppets. Huh? Lower your standards, little puppets. Tell them anything they want to hear. But I'm going to tell you right now, we need to quit lowering our standards.
Yes. Amen.
How low do you think we can take the church and keep the world out?
Yeah.
You know what Shadrach and Meshach again? They said, oh, King, let it be known. We ain't going to bow.
Yeah.
Old King said, you think God's going to deliver you? He said, well, I'll just tell you, if he don't deliver us, he's well able. Yeah. 2024, guess what? He's able to deliver me. Yeah. Bless God, he's going to deliver me too, brother. Yeah. Folks just don't understand. Preacher, you got a good way to get out of here. I got a good way to get out of here. All right. He is the way,
sure. The truth, and the life.
Yeah. You go through that book. They cut John's head off. Why? Because he told him it wasn't right.
That's right. Yeah.
Quit lowering the standards.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. What did they do? Stone Stephen, didn't they?
Yeah.
Huh? Why? Because he told him quit lowering the standards.
Yeah.
Preacher, if you got a God that good, why don't you deliver it? I believe you get him to his feet like Stephen did. He's sitting standing at the right end of the Lord. That's what he says. I can't help it. Yeah, he didn't lower his standard.
I don't like it, high pressure. Keep throwing stones. You know why? Because we lowered our standards.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be silly to us that's been born again.
No.
It should be the power of salvation.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The foolishness of principle.
Amen.
We want it so watered down that we can live like any hellhole with it.
Yeah, that's it.
Huh? And get offended when it don't go our way. You know why that is? Because we've lowered our standards. Preachers have lowered their standards. You know why it is? Because it don't take much to get folks' emotions going anymore.
Yeah.
Huh? I remember the first time, I just been saved, the first time I ever heard that in the preach.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. His thought was, he must be in the house. Huh? Robert, I'm going to tell you right now, I wanted to run out of the house. I'm going to tell you, I ain't never lowered my standards since then. Yeah, folks will say, well, they just don't think much no more to get me stirred up. I can cry and smile and all that. I'm going to tell you right now, it's the fear that we keep on putting aside.
Yeah.
We keep on lowering the standards. And you know what? Our children.
Yes.
You ever wondered why?
Blessing,
it don't make no sense to me. We took prayer out of our homes.
Blessing,
we took prayer out of our schools.
Yeah.
Mamas and daddies that took prayer from any, they don't even send prayer no more.
Yeah.
What's the first thing they get? When my old cousin, they just sent him off here the other day. You know the first thing he did, first thing he called, that's what they give me. They give me a Bible. I'm not saying it's too late. Don't take their own, but we lower our standards.
Yeah.
I got a pretty good book keep me out of there.
Yeah.
I got a pretty good book keep me out of there.
Yep.
If we quit lowering our... This ain't going... I'm going to take... You can twist it, turn it, shift it. Go read you a new version of it. Do all you want to do. But I'm going to tell you right now, this King James Version right here is still the Word of God. And you ain't going to twist it, turn it, let it lower its standards. It's still lifted up.
Yeah.
You know the only thing he put above behind is the Word.
That's it.
Huh? The only thing that's ever been exalted above his name. And we got it. We got it. Why are we in the shape we in? Why? You know why? Because we've lowered our standards.
Blessed.
First thing they say now, Randy, I can't understand any of these. And I can't understand it.
Yeah.
No, you can't do it.
That's right.
And that's what really troubles folks.
Yeah. Amen.
It ain't that you want to read it easier, it's what you want to live easier.
Yeah. Amen.
We've lowered our standards, church.
Yes, Lord.
We wonder. We blame it on the government. We blame it on all kind of things why we ain't got revivals no more.
Yep.
Huh? It ain't the world's fault that we don't have the bank full.
Yep.
Huh? It ain't the world's fault that the world's still the same. It's going to hate.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it's our fault. We'll get one saved in a revival, and the next thing you know, we go off to the ball field. Go ahead. Don't ride back out there like we wouldn't nothing done. It's okay. When the whole house full of seven lost kids. We've lowered our standards. Thanks, Lord. You know what? When my two little girls got saved, Daddy, I thought it was going to be easier on me. I did. I said, boy, if them girls would ever get saved, it'd pay some of that off. But you know what, Susan? I want some of these other kids to get it. I want some of these kids that mom and daddy don't take them to church and get it. I want some of these little smelly kids that we don't think needs to get born again to get it. I want them kids to get it.
Yeah.
You know why that is?